everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's long-time support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Cash cattle pushing the limits again with trading confined mainly to Friday. Lower box beef prices this week have not provided the incentive for buyers to become aggressive. June goes off the board today and is showing triple-digit gains, although it's been gaining every day this week as prices have converged with underlying cash. This cannot be said for the rest of the complex as prices are mixed. Box beef cutouts today mixed, with choice cuts up 89 cents per hundredweight at $219.92 and select cuts down 83 cents per hundredweight at $196.07, a moderate report of 76 total loads counted. Over in feeder cattle, futures have done an about-face today, with contracts flipping from slightly negative to surge to triple-digit gains with August, leading the charge, posting over a $3 gain. This gain correlates with the release of the grain acreage report, which showed corn acres increasing more than last year. Cheaper corn could spur more interest in feeder cattle. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today, with corn trade flat to 2 cents higher, with trade heading towards the report on the lower end of the range. Soybean trade was 2 to 4 cents higher, with trade chopping along ahead of the report at the lower end of the range. Meal was 50 cents to $1.50 lower, with oil 10 to 20 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 4 cents lower, with harvest for winter wheat expected to expand more towards the weekend, with the July contract going into delivery. The Kansas City-Chicago spread stabilizing on the September contract for now, but remains historically wide. The warmer weather, though, should get combines moving in the short term, with above 90 degrees expected for the plains. The dollar is below 96 on the index, with the slide arrested for now. Black Sea area weather remains mixed, but overall good progress is being made. Hard red wheat, though, is working into feed rations in some areas with the bounce in corn values, and reduced quality may increase feeding on that front, with wheat firming relative to corn this week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.